With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now up here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, the new president of baseball operations and general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns. David, thanks for the time and congratulations on the promotion.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out.
Nice
thanks
new
for
deal.
Having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming out here, and it is just a beautiful new facility that you guys have out here.
It's been incredible, and to know what we had before from both a fan experience and a player environment standpoint to have what we have now, I think everyone gets out here and is really excited. And it makes a difference in really enjoying coming to work every day, and I think our fans who have been out here have really enjoyed the experience as well.
No, they really have, and I was talking to you earlier about the visiting locker room, because I think that the experience that you have over there now is much better than it ever was.
It really is, and for those fans who haven't been out here yet, we have an experience now on the left field side of our stadium here where the visiting players actually walk right across the complex, down a set of stairs, right in front of you, out onto the field for their work before the game, and it's a fun up-close and personal view of Major League players, and that's really what spring training is all about.
And that's one of the coolest parts here, too. And you see everybody down the right field line watching these guys stretch out. The bullpen is so close. There have been some really, really unique experiences. We saw it at Tempe Diablo where Christian Yelich comes out of the game after watching Hader pitch, and you can talk to him right as he's walking out of the stadium.
It really is one of the unique things about how we train for baseball and that we do have all this access. We have guys who really enjoy this up-close and personal view of that fans get of players during spring training. And this is probably still the most intimate ballpark in the entire Cactus League. It's certainly the most intimate training grounds in that we allow fans all over our complex on the backfields, and we allow fans right up against the fences and the cages for batting practice. So it's fun. It's fun for all of us, and I know our fans enjoy it.
So have you felt a different buzz this year coming off the division championship and obviously the run last year?
Well, look, we know there's anticipation, and we know there's expectations, and that's something we felt before. We had expectations last year as well, coming off of our 2017 team. We know that they're probably a little heightened now, and that's a good thing. That means that we've had success. It means that our fan base is excited. It means that baseball has taken notice of what we've been able to build here, and now it's our responsibility to continue that.
Well, and you guys have really done a great job. I think last year you started off with, you know, you bring in Lorenzo Cain, you get Yelich, and I think you go from there. And those guys really had two great years from you last year. Any more big moves like that?
Well, I think we're probably done with our big moves for now. Obviously, those guys performed tremendously well for us last year. We're two of the better players in all of baseball, and Yelich clearly one of the elite players, winning the National League MVP. This offseason, we were able to add Yasmani Grandal, who we think is a really important addition for us behind the plate. He's been one of the more consistent offensive productive catchers in all of baseball over the last couple of years. He receives very well. He works with the pitching staff very well. And so we think that's a really important addition for us, in addition to bringing back Mike Moustakas, who we all got to know last year. So we're happy with our team. We know that there are going to be peaks and valleys throughout the season, but this is a good group. It's a good group that really bonded last year, and we're excited to get going on opening day.
President of Baseball Operations and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And David, talk about Yasmani and talking to the pitchers. So much of what they've learned from him is the work that he puts in off the field, in the film room, and his study habits. He is going to bring a lot to the staff.
He does, and he's got a lot of experience. He's caught some really good pitchers with the Dodgers. He understands how to use various pieces of information. He understands where the game's going, and he's seen an awful lot of the hitters in the National League. And so when you combine all of that with a really quality work ethic, which Yaz brings to the table, it's a good combination for a catcher. So, like I said, we think he's the right fit for our team at this time. We were fortunate that we had guys like Manny Pena and Eric Kratz really step up for us last year. Both those guys are quality catchers as well. And to add Yaz to that group, just strengthens an already formidable duo.
You know, you look at your team last year, and a lot of people could say, I mean, I thought Craig Counsell did a marvelous job with your pitching staff, the pitching rotation, when to bring guys out, when to bring them in. Is baseball changing in that aspect of the game, the way now pitching is seen and looked at and how you piece it all together?
We're evolving. I think it's certainly safe to say that as an industry we're evolving and we're learning maybe different tactics and strategies that we can implement to get those 27 outs. And that's what Craig constantly talks about, right? It's how do we piece together 27 outs. It doesn't matter how many come from your starter, how many come from your bullpen, as long as you get out number 27 and you've got one more run than the other guy, it's a successful day. So that's what we're focused on. As an industry, I think we're learning how to do that maybe a little bit more efficiently, a little bit creatively, a little bit differently. And we certainly did some of those things last year, and other teams are doing them as well.
So you look, listen, we receive a lot of phone calls about a lot of different things, but I think that a lot of people still looking at your pitching and think maybe that you don't quite have enough. How you feel about that?
We're very confident in our pitching, and we have been over the last couple of years, and probably even more so this year as we have these young starters like Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, really taking steps forward. We saw them emerge at the major league level last year. We think they have the ability to solidify themselves as major leaguers, and we're hoping to be able to give them the opportunity to do that over the course of the season. We also understand that there are peaks and valleys to a season, and certainly there are peaks and valleys to a career. And so we can't necessarily expect these guys to go straight up all the time, but we think we have the depth. We think we have the numbers to be able to get through a season. And we still like our bullpen, which helps a lot.
So you think your younger players, who you just mentioned, they have more to give than what you saw from them last year?
We think that they have the ability to transition to become major league quality starting pitchers. And last year, I think we saw that from certainly Corbin, from Woody and Freddie throughout the course of the year. And Corbin, we saw in the bullpen. We believe all three of those guys could be starters, and I would imagine over the course of the year, whether it's opening day or later, all three of them are going to get that opportunity.
How important was it for you from a development standpoint to get those guys those innings last year at the major league level, and then a bonus that they're pitching in high leverage spots where Corbin Burnes is closing out game six of the NLCS for you?
It's always important for us, and it's something that as an organization we talk about regularly, the need to get young players experience, the need to push young players forward and not hold back their development. We need young players to perform at the major league level for us to be successful. We had that last year, and I anticipate we'll have it this year again.
No, last year you talked to us a little bit about sustainable success, and that's kind of how you guys are building your team. You're not really ready to go out there and pay a lot of big money for a lot of guys. You still think you're on track, too, with some of your younger players and how you kind of manage your team as sustainable success? Or you can tell people what that means for you.
Sure, that's the goal. And the goal as an organization since I got here is been to build a team that can consistently compete for division championships and playoff appearances. That's what we want to do. We've been able to do that now for 2 years. We believe we're capable of doing it for years to come, and we think we can do it. And you're right, a big part of that is based on that constant influx of young players. We've seen some guys come through here over the last couple of years who have had success, and we're going to need more guys to do that same thing in the coming years for us to have the type of sustainability that we desire.
Talking with Brewers General Manager and President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, here at American Family Fields of Phoenix on the Wendy's Big Show. What about Corey Ray and Keston Hira, two really, really bright young stars that we were able to see here in spring camp?
Those are two guys who are getting to the point where they're kind of right on the cusp, and two really nice position player prospects. Both have had really nice springs here so far. Both advanced college draft picks, first-round picks from a couple years ago, and they've progressed as you would hope an advanced college draft pick would. Each of them has had periods of difficulties in the minor leagues, but has rebounded and really had a strong developmental path. So two guys who will start the year in AAA, we're going to be excited to watch them, and we know that at some point they're going to be able to help us at the major league level.
You know, I look at Corey Ray, and he looks like he could just do just about anything. I mean, play any position out there on the field. I mean, I don't know how you guys are looking to draft guys and what you're looking for, but I think you look at him as just what he can do. He's got speed. He's got some power. He can run. I mean, he can do a lot of exciting things for you.
He's a premium athlete. And you know, he's the type of kid who could have played any sport, and he chose baseball, and we're certainly happy he did. He's a premium athlete. He works really hard. He's still relatively young to the game, and so he's still learning. But there's an awful lot of potential there, an awful lot of upside. We've seen some of it this spring, and he's going to go to AAA, play at a level higher than he's ever played before, and that's going to be a really good experience for him.
And, two, then you bring in Mike Moustakas in the version of Keston where he's playing second base, and you have a solid veteran who knows this clubhouse so well as a guy to cover that time while he is still developing at AAA.
Yeah, and that was important to us. Look, Mike did a tremendous job for us last year after we acquired him from the Royals. He really melded well with our clubhouse. He knows the beat of our team. He emerged as a leader within our clubhouse very quickly. To be able to bring that back, to have that stability, was important to us. We're certainly happy we were able to work it out. I think Mike's very happy to be here as well.
You know, look, one game away, David, I mean, big picture is, and then it's always tough trying to get back and then trying to get there. How do you guys manage that part of the game of trying to reach that ultimate goal?
I think we manage it by recognizing what we did last year, being proud of what we did last year, and then knowing that it means absolutely nothing for this year, and that this is a completely new year. It's a new team. Things are going to happen this year that didn't happen last year, both good and bad. And so it's our responsibility and really our necessity to focus on this year, this team, this group of guys, and how we perform collectively this year. Last year is always going to be there. We can always look back on it fondly. We can always look back on it and wish that it had gone farther as well. But we're in 2019 now, and it's time to look forward.
Well, let me ask you this. Then do you feel better about this team right now than you did last year going into it? Because I think there were probably a lot of unknowns last year than what you have right now.
There are always unknowns, but I do think we probably have a little bit more of an established team this year.
Yeah.
And so maybe there are some performances there that that are a little bit more predictable. So, look, we were confident in our team last year. We are confident in this team. We also know we're in a really tough division. We saw that last year, went down to game 163. I imagine it's going to go down to the wire again. And the best we can do is prepare every day to be a part of that competition.
And you guys have prepared with a lot of really, really strong left-handed power hitting.
We are, and we've
got
a.
Well, at Miller Park, doesn't it?
It does. It plays well in Miller Park. It plays well in our division as a whole. It's been a strategy of ours to acquire left-handed hitting power over the course of the last couple of years. We've got a lineup that we think is going to be very dangerous against right-handed pitching. And so we're looking forward to seeing that play out at home this year.
Well, we can't wait for it, man. And people in Milwaukee are juiced up for it. One message for the folks down in Milwaukee?
I think the message is get ready. We're coming home. We're looking forward to getting the season started, and we're hoping to have a lot of fun this summer.
Last one, let you get going here. Jimmy Nelson, return of Jimmy Nelson. If you can get him back, what does that mean to this organization?
It's a big boost. And look, first and foremost, and I think we saw it the other day when Jimmy pitched his inning, how much his teammates have rallied around him, how much the organization and our fan base rallied around him when he gets a standing ovation coming in from the bullpen. He's a big part of this team. He has been a big part of this team, and we think he will be this year as well.
Well, David, we really appreciate the time. Really appreciate all the help you guys have had for us out here. And beautiful new facility. We're looking forward to the season.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again. David Stearns, the president of baseball operations and general manager for your Milwaukee Brewers, joining us out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.